This is What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
All right, we do it every week at this time. We go around the room. So much going on, we can't get to it all throughout the early stages of the show, but we will start out with
Lima's wild thing.
Well, the Atlanta Falcons lost. They're now 1-2. They played the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. It was a tight game. Kirk Cousins did all he could, but they fell short. But that wasn't the story. The story was the halftime celebration. And just like Cleveland Browns, just like so many other teams, they have a ring of honor in Atlanta. So it stands to reason that some of the all-time iconic members of the organization, players, coaches, they get inducted. Matt Ryan, for the first time in 15 years, was inducted in the Ring of Honor. He was one of two members. The other member, the owner, Arthur Blank, who selected himself for the Ring of Honor.
Wait a minute. No.
For the Atlanta Falcons.
Guys, even Vince McMahon wouldn't go into the Hall of Fame for the WWE.
Well, he's been given an idea.
Well, he can't now, unless they pick him. I can't believe that. He picked himself?
Yeah, so my question is at this point.
He loves me some me.
I cannot believe this. I had no idea. Let every owner in the world know if you do this, you are going to get laughed at the next day.
I wondered.
Is Jimmy Haslam
getting any ideas?
No, please don't do that.
I mean, we've been to the playoffs twice under his watch. Is that?
That's the most from an ownership group since they've come back.
Kenny, most amount of money spent in the NFL of any ownership group. If they get the dome bill, he's going in
now,
the Ring of Honor.
If that happens, are we all getting free hot dogs and chips? Because they did that.
Which is what they got yesterday.
This is like
free hot dogs and chips.
They did not get Chick-fil-A.
Well, it's not open.
Even though it's Chick-fil-A Stadium.
This is the equivalent of Mike. I thought it was something else.
Is it Chick-fil-A?
No, I think it's Mercedes-Benz.
It's Mercedes-Benz, but Chick-fil-A's in the stadium.
Oh, okay. It's in the stadium. That's it.
That's where they play the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Like when Michael Scott wanted the roast of himself and he staged it himself. Like, this is what this reminds me of.
Mitch.
Mitch's wild thing.
The Green Bay Packers, specifically their quarterback Malik Willis, who less than a month ago was traded by the Tennessee Titans for a 7th-round pick. He went back into Nashville yesterday and promptly kicked their ass 30-14, combining for 275 yards of offense and a pair of touchdowns. Meanwhile, the guy that replaced Willis in Will Levis threw another pick six, a pair of interceptions.
But it sucks to be him.
Well, how about Packers 2-1? They thought once Jordan Love went down, it was going to be a death sentence for their season. And there's been some really good scheming going on there.
So Matt LaFleur has been long. I'm glad Mitch brought this up. Matt LaFleur has been long criticized as, I think there's a lot of guys who are ugly guys, who are football guys, and they are jealous of Matt LaFleur's good looks. He's a good-looking man, let's be honest. I mean, he's a good-looking man. And I think that they're like, oh, well, he's only had Aaron Rodgers. Let's see what you have when you're really. And then even like last year, it's like, well, they were only 9-8. It wasn't like they were 13-4. They were only. He can coach, man. He can coach up them quarterbacks.
I mean, if we had more time, I would smell a power ranking of best-looking coaches by Ken Carmen in the NFL.
He looks like you watch Malik Willis. Did you watch any of that yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had 73 yards rushing.
He doesn't look scared. He's just taking off. Like, if he needs to take off, he just takes off, but he knows what he wants to do with the football every time. Like, they've coached him up well, considering they haven't had him for very long.
And you can get away with that for a few games here or there. They're buying time, right?
Yeah, because they're going to get Jordan Love back eventually. He was on the practice field last week, so go ahead.
Owen?
Owen's wild thing.
Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings are 3-0 after coming into Cleveland on the two-day practice or whatever they called it. And we embarrassed their offense, right? They embarrassed our offense. We embarrassed their offense. Sam Darnold 3-0. He's resurrected his career. Many people deciding who gets credit for it. Does Kyle Shanahan get credit for it because Darnold went there and learned how to play quarterback from him apparently over the last season? And also,
if J.J. McCarthy doesn't get hurt, do we ever hear from Sam Darnold again?
He's 3-0 right now. That's a great question, because that's right. McCarthy was the guy that was turning heads in the preseason. Somebody said this, and you know what? I just fact-checked it. It's right. Sam Darnold is actually younger than Joe Burrow.
And this is these are two prime examples here, man. This is two prime. He's younger than Joe Burrow. Yes. Amazing.
They're both 27. He's 6 months younger.
This is two prime examples. And I know we want to look around the league, but I have to bring it back to the Browns on this. Malik Willis, coached by a guy who knows what he's doing with quarterbacks, getting rid of the ball, buying as much time as they can. You see what's going on with Sam Darnold. I don't really think it's sustainable. I think eventually somebody's going to get to him. But they're doing everything they possibly can. They're putting him in the very best position for him to make the most of it. I'm sorry, guys. Two out of three games, you have not put your quarterback in a position to do anything. Because you want to do this philosophy, you've made him look worse. And I cannot stand this, because that's where I have to blame everybody involved, not just the quarterback. Because, again, you're telling me he's the only coach who ever coached football ever in the game that didn't need a good quarterback, that needed a bad quarterback to run an offense. It doesn't compute. It doesn't. My wild thing around the league.
Ken's wild thing.
Antonio Pierce and what he said in the post game after the Panthers went to Las Vegas and beat down the Raiders. He's talking about business decisions.
No, they didn't. I think as the game went on, I don't think it was a team. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions, and we'll make business decisions going forward as well.
Oh, that is the absolute worst thing in week three that your coach can say about you as an NFL player.
Mm-hmm. I think coming from Antonio Pierce, too, it's a little different. It'd be a little different. He's a professional ass kicker. He's in the Vrabel category. Yeah. He's in the D'Amico Ryans category of guys that could just, I think they'd still take you to the mat right now if they were doing it.
So here's what's going to happen.
Yes.
I can't say that they're going to play well against the Browns or whatever. I will say this. They're going to be physical next week. They are going to finish plays. They are going to get down and dirty. And the Browns better be aware of that.
Well, I bet they blitz 51% of the time.
Maybe blitzing 100% of the time.
It ain't just going to be Max Crosby. How many did you say? You said nine guys were a part of sacks yesterday?
Yeah, it was eight or nine.
My God, that's a big number.
Yeah.
You better have it buckled up next week, man. We're looking 1-3, dead in the hairy eyeball. Gardner Minshew, Mr. September, even though it wasn't that great yesterday.
That was What Was Wild Around the League, sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
Just one last note yesterday, Kenny. Carson Steele, the running back, was in the MAC,
that's
right?
Good name, yeah.
Was at UCLA.
He was at Ball State, he went to UCLA, yeah.
He got the start yesterday for the Kansas City Chiefs, as Owen well knows, but he was actually invited to a wedding. That wedding happened to be his sister's. That wedding was on a Sunday. He missed his sister's Sunday fall football wedding. Yeah. What are we doing there? Did they have no faith whatsoever that he would be in the NFL this year? No.
They tried to on the broadcast last night say, well, that was the only day the venue was open. But it was very – Collinsworth goes, it's very obvious they thought he was not going to be in the NFL at this point.
He's a groomsman, right? Yes. They say he was supposed to be a groomsman.
He was a groomsman, yes.
So he went back and had to get on the FaceTime with them at the end of the game.
I'm glad they're close. Glad they're close.
Football weddings, man. Football
He's
weddings.
He's got an alligator, so.
Man, I don't even like it. I'd never play. I would never play football. I would never have a wedding on a Sunday. I guess they say that's the only time, right?
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper on a Friday. We had our wedding on a Friday. All right, coming up at 9:40, Mitch, please. Coming up next. Guys, I'm sorry. I think this is who they are, and I hope that you can convince me otherwise, because I think we're in for quite a rough year if they're not going to go out and make these necessary changes. What they are, I'll tell you next on The Fan.